The Rivera family was trying to go to lunch, but they were still doing interviews from the family car. Five-year-old Dennis needed little prompting.
They put the handcuffs on.
How did they put the handcuffs in your front or your back?
Then the boy showed us with his little hands. The kindergartner apparently had a tantrum at PS 81 in Queens last week, and a school safety officer cuffed him. Babysitter Sandy Ortiz says she rushed to the school to find a cuffed and crying Dennis waiting for transport for a psychiatric evaluation.
I said, release them because I'm the babysitter. They're supposed to release them. They said no.
And what did they say then? What did they do?
They just kept him there until the ambulance came and took us both to the hospital.
Dennis Sr. says his son had been receiving speech therapy, but had not been diagnosed with any psychiatric problems. He calls the school's action a disgrace.
You go through whatever it is you need to go through to be this teacher and this principal and this guidance counselor, and you weren't mentally fit and capable to handle a five-year-old boy. That goes to show you that somebody's incompetent somewhere.
The union rep for the safety officer says normally school staff handles disruptive students. For an officer to intervene, things must have been out of control.
Our school safety agent didn't choose to go in there and tackle or do anything to this child. She was called to perform a service.
Parents picking up their kids this afternoon expressed shock and surprise.
It was wrong. You don't handcuff a five-year-old or a 10-year-old. They little kids, so I think that was very wrong.
Both the Department of Education and the Police Department, which has jurisdiction over the school safety officers, say they are investigating the episode. The Rivera family has retained an attorney.